Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
In the book of John 21, the Bible tells us that Peter and some of the other disciples decided to go back fishing. This is significant because this was after Christ had been crucified, stayed 3 days in the grave, resurrected, and now he had appeared to them 2 times in a miraculous way. But they were not with him. He was not amongst them. He had shown himself and then left. Shown himself a second time and left. And now you see that the disciples are thinking, what are we doing with our lives? Because for the previous 3 years they had been with Christ, he gave them a purpose for their lives. He told them who they were, their real identity, and he gave them a mandate. But now this man had been crucified. He is back, but he's not with us. We used to wake up, go city to city, town to town together, but now he has left our presence. He just shows up now and then, and they don't know, they do not even understand why Christ had came. They thought he had come for Israel in the natural, and they do not know it was for a kingdom in the spiritual realm. Now they are alone, and they decide, you know, we know where we came from. When we met Christ 3 years ago, it was we were fishing, we were fishermen, and he came and disrupted our lives, and we followed him. Now, Peter had a wife. I'm sure everybody had a family that wanted to know, what are you doing with your life? And they were in this moment of transition where they did not even understand what their callings were, what they were meant to do, why Christ still needed them. They still just saw him as someone, the Messiah, who came to save Jerusalem. And they did not see how they fitted into the picture anymore. So they decided to go back fishing. They had forgotten that the day that they met Christ, the sea had stopped to yield fish for them, because the time for that had ended. And so it was time to transition into the calling that God was calling them into. And so they go back to what they're used to, what they know how to feed themselves. And they find that once again, as they try and fish, nothing is forthcoming. There are no fish. They're fishing, but nothing is, they are not able to catch anything. It is the same as when Elijah, God said to him, go to the brook and I have commanded ravens to feed you there and you can drink the water during a famine. When that time was gone, the river dried up and the ravens stopped coming. Then God had to give him a next step, a transition, to say, now go to this place and I have commanded a widow to feed you there. We need to be able to transition with God. The time for them to fish, physical fish, was gone. It was a time for them to be equipped to fish men, to be fishers of men, because the Bible tells us after that time, Jesus was with them for 40 days teaching them. He appeared to many, teaching them about the kingdom. And even up until he resurrected, they did not fully understand what he was about. But here they are now. And he shows up. They are trying to fish. They are not catching anything. And he shows up. And he says to them, children, do you have any fish? Have you caught anything? And they say, no. And then he tells them, throw your nets to the right side of the boat. And miraculously, their nets are full and breaking, and about to break, but not breaking. And the Bible says it was that made them recognize that this was Christ. This is the Lord. They were not even able to recognize him. Are you in a space of transition where the Lord called you out? You know, God, when he calls out Abraham, he says, to the land that I will show you. So Abraham has to go according to that instruction, not knowing where God is taking him, but trusting that that instruction, that initial instruction, will take me to my destination. They were in a period of transition. And the Bible says when they recognized that it was the Lord, although they could not recognize him naturally, Then Peter had taken off his garment, he put it back on. Do not in a moment of transition take off your garment. Hang on to the word that God gave you when he sent you out, when God called you, when God saved you. Hang on to that instruction up until you hear the next instruction. Stay at the river where the ravens were commanded to feed you until you receive your next instruction. Don't take off your garment. The Bible says the next thing, they got to the shore and they see him. They still not recognizing him. They just know it's him because they know how he moves. Sometimes God may be quiet, but you know how he moves in your life. Keep with him. Keep with him. Keep with him. So they find that he's already cooking for them. He was preparing a meal for them. While they were deciding to go back to providing for themselves the way that they know how, he was at the shore. The fish, he was already cooking. They could not catch anything. He already had a provision cooking on the grill for them on coals. God has a provision for you and is even able to use your own methods to bless it so that you have a provision. And then when they come to him and they know it's him, then this conversation happens between Peter and the Lord where God is restoring him. Because after his shame, when he denied Christ, he needed to be restored. And Christ asked him three times if he loves him. And he says, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Then Christ says, follow me. He says to him, a day will come now that you're young. You go where you want to. You dress what you want to. A day will come when someone else will dress you. Someone else will take you where you want to go. And the Bible says he was talking about the kind of death that Peter would die that would glorify the Lord. Now, this talks to me about death to self. When we die to self, that's how we glorify God. He says to him, follow me, follow me. So you are supposed to follow him even when it looks crazy in the natural. You just follow him. The Bible says when we are in the book of Corinthians, when we are in our right minds, it's for mankind. But when we are besides ourselves, when we are out of our mind, it's for him. Because the things of the spirit do not make sense in the natural. So when God gives you instruction, that is what it's talking about. When the Holy Spirit gives you instruction, you follow him. Let him dress you. Let him direct you. Die to self. Follow him. Now when Peter hears this, he starts to look around. Because, you know, sometimes God says things to you that don't sound like what you want to hear. There's something you would want to hear from him, and he's not saying that. He's saying something about, you know, someone else will dress you, someone else will lead you. And at that time, Peter does not have an understanding. So he probably is thinking, what, am I going to be blind? Am I going to be like this old man who cannot decide for himself? Am I going to have dementia? You know, so he looks around and he sees John, the Bible says, the disciple whom Christ loved, following them. And he sees the disciple and he remembers, this is the one that even on the Last Supper he was leaning on Christ. They have this special relationship. And he says, what about him? And Christ says, what about him? What's that to you? Just you follow me. Now we tend to look at other people and how God is moving in their lives, and we feel like it discredits what he has already given us. In times of transition, do not be looking at other people. Do everything that he tells you to. Just like Mary told the people at the wedding, whatever he tells you to do, just do it and trust him. In the end, Abraham inherited everything that God had promised him when he first said, to the land that I will show you. And this is the word bite for today.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.